You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is MLB.com Extras, Cleveland Indians edition. I'm Anthony Kasherman, and today we're joined by a very, very special guest, Jim Rosenhaus of the Indians Radio Network, pinch hitting for Jordan Bastion this week. Rosie, what are you up to out there in Arizona? You about out cavorting with Hamilton and fancy steakhouses, or what's going on out there?
Oh, absolutely. Every night, just living large. And actually, Anthony, we did go out to dinner the other night, and we're seated at a table right next to the great Sandy Koufax. And I don't know if that was a reflection on him, us, or the restaurant, but it's pretty
Well, that's impressive. You don't see that every day.
Yeah.
And that wasn't in Goodyear, I assume.
And that's it for name dropping on this show today, because that's about all.
That was pretty good. That's if you're going to drop a name, that's a good one. But that you couldn't have been in Goodyear, right? Sandy Koufax
wasn't
dying in Goodyear.
It was in Goodyear. It was in
it
Goodyear,
was?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah,
because
nice
when I mentioned
Italian
fancy
place.
Steakhouses, you know, I wasn't thinking Goodyear. I think Goodyear's version of a fancy steakhouse is Red Robin.
Well, it wasn't fancy steakhouse. It was just a nice little neighborhood Italian restaurant. So,
very nice.
Worked out nice.
All right. Well, the Indians don't have Sandy Koufax, but they do have a pretty good rotation on paper. The rotation might have taken a hit as we're recording this. Gavin Floyd, they're waiting on results of an MRI on his elbow, and obviously long history of injuries there. You know, we don't know the extent of that as we record this. As you listen to this, you'll probably know the full extent. But, you know, when the Indians signed Floyd, they knew they were taking on some risk there from an injury standpoint. They thought he was an important depth piece for a predominantly young rotation. And Josh Tomlin dealing with some shoulder tightness as well. So I guess, Rosie, as you look at this rotation, if it is what it was at the end of last season, the same five guys, you know, if we can get through spring and those guys all stay healthy, and Floyd is not a significant part of things, at least early on. How do you feel about that situation? You think T.J. House and Danny Salazar can shore things up in the back end at this point? What are your overall thoughts on that?
Well, I think when you look at young pitching, even taking away the injury potential, and then that's for any staff. With young pitching, sometimes there are the step back years where they're still learning, and they might go through some stretches that are difficult just from a pitch selection standpoint, a consistency standpoint, until you build up your innings. So I think that's what the Indians were trying to avoid by signing a pitcher like a Gavin Floyd, if indeed he was healthy. And it remains to be seen how many innings they'll get from him this season. But it certainly appears as if, even if things did go well with the MRI, that starting the season on time might be a challenge for him. But with that said, I think if everyone performs as they did last year, they would take it down the stretch. You start with Corey Kluber at the top, and you feel very good about that. And I think the Indians feel very strongly about Carlos Carrasco's potential this year, based on what he did the final 2 months of the season. Trevor Bauer looks poised to continue to develop into a solid major league pitcher. He took great steps along those lines a year ago. And, you know, it's interesting because I think T.J. House, you look at his stuff and how the radar gun looks and all that kind of thing, and it just doesn't add up in terms of how effective he is in getting hitters out, and he continues to go out and do that. He's had a solid couple of outings so far this spring, very similar to what we saw at the end of last season. And I don't think the Indians would be all that disappointed if a lefty made the rotation. It would be at least that one lefty in there for him. They're very high on Danny Salazar's progress and continued development. So there's some good things there. But again, with younger pitchers, you do worry about the step back. And I think we've already seen that with Salazar last year.
Right. Yeah, he's such a wild card for them. I mean, he's got this history, in his brief history, of being kind of a slower starter, and it's something they obviously wanted him to address this offseason. So we'll see, you know, what that nets on the mound itself. But, yeah, I mean, Carrasco, to me, is such an interesting – we got to see his outing against the Mariners on Monday, and He's just so confident right now. He's trusting his stuff. He's trusting his slider, most particularly. He's walking around camp in a KISS mask. This guy is he definitely seems ready to take that next step. And yeah, I've been telling people I think he might be the better Cy Young candidate this season than Kluber, the reigning Cy Young, just because of what that slider and that trust in it means for him and his repertoire.
Well, if being loose and relaxed is a key to that, he's well on his way, because he certainly has been this spring. And maybe it was just a time where he doesn't feel that unbelievable pressure of trying to make a club, and last year trying to make the rotation. He can just be himself, and if this is what you're getting, it's kind of fun to see him walking around in a KISS mask, and the other day in cowboy boots, in full uniform with cowboy boots. So, you know, there's some silliness there, and a lot of times that's a good thing. But there's some real focus there, too, because he's had the ups and downs in his career. He had them last year in one full season, the great stretch down the stretch. But to get there, he had to fail in April and spent some time in the bullpen, and that really seemed to turn him around. And I still think it's fascinating to me. Well, if he does that this year, the way he approaches starts is so different from most normal major league starting pitchers. He has been true to his word and treated his starts like a bullpen appearance, to the point where last year, on the days that he would pitch, he was not that starting pitcher who would come in at 5:30 for a 7 o'clock game and slowly prepare and then go out to the bullpen about 20 minutes or a half hour prior and get ready. He'd be out during batting practice shagging fly balls with the other relief pitchers on the day that he would start, to the point where the Indians were playing another team, and one of their outfielders said, "Carlos, what are you doing out here? You're starting tonight." And Michael Brantley said, "Hey, beat it. This is what he does." they didn't want him to mess with his routine, which works for him. So he goes out and warms up like a reliever and comes on and starts the first inning that way, and it works. So I think he'll keep doing that this year. That seems to be the plan, and it's kind of neat. It's different.
Yeah. We also, Brandon Moss made his debut this week, hit a home run in his debut in an Indians uniform. And he's obviously, he didn't come to camp 100% coming off of the hip surgery. He's probably still not 100%, especially from a running standpoint. But his home run trot looks to be in midseason form, so that's good. What are your thoughts on Moss and where he's at physically right now?
Well, the training staff is doing their best to hold him back, but he has said, actually talked to Brandon shortly after the trade, so you're going back to December, and even then, just a couple of months out of surgery, he was saying, I feel really good, and I think I'm way ahead of the game, and they're telling me to slow down because they didn't want him to overdo it. And that's been the theme out here, but Terry Francona has been pretty adamant that no player would see the field unless he's fully ready to go. And he said with Moss yesterday, he's not sending him out there limping and just trying to get through at-bats. I mean, he said he's in great shape in terms of the hip, and everything looks fine. He'll obviously get stronger as the spring goes along and then probably be able to run a little bit faster and that type of thing. But, boy, as long as he can swing the bat well, and that's what Brandon was saying a couple of days ago, was that he doesn't have to – it's hard enough to hit when you're healthy, but to try and hit when you're making adjustments so that there's no pain when you're swinging a bat, then you've lost the battle before you even get in the box. And he said the biggest difference this spring, as opposed to most of the season last year, is that it's not even a thought in the back of his mind that he has to make any sort of adjustment to deal with pain. There's no pain there, and that's a great sign.
Well, I want to know how you reported to camp. You and Hammy, are you guys full bore, ready to go? Or are you kind of easing into the schedule as well?
Oh, no, we got a half dozen games under our belt. I mean, mid-season form.
I'm not sure what mid-season form is, but we'll take it.
Well, exactly. But, hey, you know what the Cleveland winters are like. And
that's right.
The last two have been especially bad, and this one, it's – when they say Lake Lake Erie hasn't frozen completely for many, many years, and that you can now walk to Canada in the middle of winter if you wanted to, it's time to come out where it's warm and there's baseball going on, and that's a good thing.
Absolutely. Well, Rosie, I hope you'll give my best to Sandy Koufax next time you dine with him this spring, and I want to thank you for joining our little podcast here. Nice to turn the tables on you a little bit after some appearances on the Tribe Talk program, so thanks for that, and thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Cleveland Indians edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.